mantra that comes from the Democrat these days is this idea that premiums are going to skyrocket for Obamacare recipients. There also is the starving that you're doing of needy children because of the SNAP benefits. And the House isn't doing its job because you're not there. And even though this one's in the Senate, just update it because we've heard it for a month now, a month plus. So it must be true, right?
It couldn't be further from the truth. I think I heard a great quote recently that the lies run around the earth faster than the truth can even put on its tennis shoes. And that is so true in so much of what you just talked about. But in especially as it relates to the premiums, I mean, I've been clear over and over again. I voted to keep the government open. The issue with the food assistance and SNAP programs, all of that is solved by one simple thing. Five more Democrats vote to keep the government open. They could have done this on September 30th, and they didn't. And here we are dragging out the pain for American citizens. So that's, you know, that's that issue. It's a very simple solution, and we could get it taken care of today. On the premium tax credits, so the enhanced premium tax credits, there's been so much misinformation, hurtful misinformation. I think it's intentionally directed to scare people. First of all, most importantly, I want people to understand that only the enhanced premium tax credits are the ones that expire. All of the other Obamacare ACA tax credits are not subject to this expiration date. They continue. So most of the people who buy there and are talking about being scared about losing their tax credits, they will not be impacted. It's the higher income folks who are added during the COVID years with this enhanced premium tax credit that brings the income level up to 400% plus of poverty to qualify for these tax credits. Those are the ones that are expire at the end of the year. Per the Democrats' intention and designation by the creation of this program, they set the expiration date. They could have made these things permanent. They didn't. So they expire. And I also think it's important to note that the premiums are skyrocketing. That's true. This covers about 5%. The tax credit covers about 5% of the 20 to 30% increase in premiums. And so clearly this is not the solution. And what Republicans are focused on is real solutions, the real policy reforms that will drive down the cost of healthcare, drive down the cost of premiums, and improve results for citizens. That's what we want. This program does have some impact on premiums for folks. It does have a little bit of impact, but it's throwing money at the system that is already broken, and it's hundreds of billions of dollars of taxpayer dollars, and it isn't fundamentally fixing anything. So we want to get at the fixes and have, you know, included a lot of those reforms in the One Big Beautiful Bill, the Working Families Tax Cut Plan, and have a lot more that we are negotiating right now. So there's great reforms that can happen to have the real impact that citizens want, which is lower healthcare costs and better results.
And remind me again, COVID era policies, as I recall, and designed to lessen the blow of COVID and all the disruption that came from that, never meant to be permanent. As you say, they set the date that they would change. Now they're acting like the sky is falling, and they've lost on this. It was voted on. That's how the, you know, Constitution intended Congress to work. Got an idea? Yes or no? Okay. But they want to revisit it. Here's what I think gets lost in all this. Again, that it was COVID era. It was never supposed to last forever. And then didn't they give it to people that were like at 600% of poverty? I mean, there are people that are getting these subsidies that don't need them. Am I right?
The income limit was removed. And so it's been unclear to me what the top level is, but it's higher than 400% of federal poverty levels. So, yes. And there's that instance of, you know, kind of extreme use of the program. But there's a lot of instances of fraud with this program, of insurance company fraud. I'm not pointing fingers at Blue Cross Blue Shield or Sanford or any North Dakota insurance provider. But there are insurance companies nationally that have set up whole regimes or business people who have set up regimes of going out, signing people up for this enhanced premium tax credits. They get it. They collect the money because the money goes straight to the insurance company. But the people don't necessarily even know that or recall that they have the insurance, don't use it. And that money is going straight to those companies, from the federal government to those companies. Again, driving up the cost of healthcare for everybody else. We have to get on top of this. That's what we're trying to do in a sensible, thoughtful way. This is what the Democrats are opposing. And instead, they're holding the government hostage, holding all the federal workers hostage, in order to try to get, you know, score political points, quite honestly. That's the bottom line here, and it's really sad.
President Trump was on with Nora O'Donnell on 60 Minutes last night and said, we just need a whole new health care system. Obamacare's been bad. We got to start from scratch. We tried it in the first term. It didn't happen. And she, of course, said, well, you don't have a proposal for it. Do you agree we need to start from scratch on the federal health care? Does Obamacare need to be repealed still?
Yeah, we definitely need to totally reform the system so that patients are put in the driver's seat, that we organize the system around patients, and that we put people like you and I and your kids and your parents and, you know, the farmers of North Dakota in the driver's seat, making the choices of what they think is right for their health care and helping to provide some cost containment on the system. That's what's missing right now is nobody's looking at the bill in advance saying, yes, I want that. No, I don't want that. That's too expensive. I'm going to shop someplace else. All of those things are missing in our current system. And as a result, the costs are just going through the roof, and the results are not better. You know, Scott, I listened to Steve Forbes. He was in NDSU a couple weeks ago speaking, and he made a comparison to some healthcare areas where patients are in control because insurance doesn't cover the costs, and it's in the realm of, well, dentistry, first of all, and cosmetic surgery. And he said those costs for a lot of those procedures have gone down significantly over time because people pay out of pocket and they drive the cost down. We don't have that in the general healthcare market. And so trying to find ways to build the system around that concept and those principles that work is really what we're trying to do in my office and as members of the Energy and Commerce Committee, which is one of the lead policy committees on these issues in the House.
Only have a minute left for this, but give me an update on farmers and ranchers' concern. Soybean farmers with the China deal, ranchers obviously with the Argentina deal. What are you hearing from North Dakota producers?
Well, I was all over North Dakota last week, had some great conversations, in particular with the beef producers. I had a beef roundtable, and we had some great discussions. They're very disappointed with President Trump's comments because they're really, you know, strong supporters of the American First agenda. And so they want to, you know, be able to meet the demand themselves. But they also recognize and were careful to point out that, you know, we do use imported beef in America, and we can't really meet the demand. They can't meet the demand with U.S. beef. And in some of the instances, like for hamburger, it makes more sense to use the lower quality imported beef, the trim, for hamburger and leave the great high quality U.S. beef for the higher end cuts. And so they're not opposed to that, but they want to make sure more than anything else that the food safety is front and center, and that beef imports are inspected at the same standards that they are. So that was really their concern. And hooray for all the soybean purchases by China and President Trump's negotiation of that deal. That's a big deal for our producers.
Julie, I have a question for you that's probably unanswerable related to the government shutdown. There's some talk that this is about Mondani and making sure they're performing for him like they're performing for AOC. And the normal Democrats are afraid of these radicals and what will happen if they, quote unquote, cave. But a lot of people think this is the week. Do you sense that at all?
Well, there's talk about that, and that's certainly our hope. We can't figure out what's driving them, quite honestly. I mean, that's the truth of the matter. What's behind this? Because I listened to John Fetterman last night or yesterday on CNN, and he said he's been voting to keep the government open along with the Republicans in the Senate, you know, 14 times now. And he said the problem is they're talking about this is all about tax credits and the enhanced premium and healthcare costs and SNAP and all this, but we're not getting any of that, and we're causing all this pain for American citizens and North Dakotans, the tribes, you know, the folks all over North Dakota who have so much uncertainty as a result of this. And it's truly, truly pointless. They are gaining nothing but creating a whole bunch of pain. And so what's driving it? It must be something like Schumer worried about getting a primary challenge from AOC, or something outside of this policy, these policy items that they're mentioning, because they're not making any progress on any of that.
Yeah, and supposedly the people they've built a career helping are getting hurt. So I don't see how it helps anybody's election chances. It's just a head scratcher. A listener says, yeah. 42 million on SNAP is not sustainable, and it's not possible for proper government oversight for that many people. End it and let the states handle it. I believe North Dakota could do this better than the federal government by a mile, and probably for less money. Kelly Armstrong said that before. Are you bold enough to say SNAP out of number one, get to a point of it being sustainable, and two, it should go to the states?
Well, I'm a big fan of the states running most things. So absolutely, we need reforms that drive more control back to the states. The truth of the matter is we can only really, I'm focused on policies that can get passed. And I know we don't have the votes for that right now. So we are trying hard to make the reforms needed to help these programs shrink in size, shrink in costs, and be, you know, more sustainable and effective in getting people out of poverty. That's what these programs should do, is help people get a hand up and not a handout. And so that's really been the focus of the Republican reforms in the Working Families Tax Cut Plan. We added work requirements for Medicaid, for SNAP, and those are reforms intended to help people get off the system longer term. And, you know, also we reformed a lot of our tax policy in the country to help generate more investment, make America more competitive. And the goal of that is more jobs. So people that are unemployed or underemployed can start working up in the system too, and also be more independent. So those are the basic fundamentals that we all know are the answers to our biggest problems in this country. And we are just systematically trying to build those in to the federal government programs and the policies of the federal government. That's our goal as Republicans. And we're making progress.
I know this is your freshman session in the legislature. Only have a few seconds left. Is this frustrating, fulfilling? Like, what would you say about the last year?
Well, up until the last 6 weeks, it's been really rewarding and encouraging, because I do see us making progress on some of those fundamentals that I just talked about. This shutdown is really discouraging, and it's been showed me a different side of the politics and some of the people that I'm working with here that I wish I hadn't seen, but it's a reality. And so got to get this back opened up and get back to work.